Amen. Translation, the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras eat their food by virtue of the Brahmana's mercy. Comes the Brahmanas who enjoy their own property, clothe themselves with their own property, give charity with their own property. Purport, the Supreme Personality of God is the worship of the words Namo Brahmanya Vaya, which indicate that the Supreme Lord accepts the Brahmanas as the worshipable gods. The Supreme Lord is worshipped by everyone, and to teach others he worships the Brahmanas. Everyone should follow the instructions of the Brahmanas, for their only business is to spread Shabda Brahman or Vedic knowledge all over the world. Wherever there is a scarcity of Brahmanas to spread Vedic knowledge, chaos throughout human society results. Since the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are direct servants to the Supreme Personality of God, they do not depend on others. In actuality, everything in the world belongs to the Brahmins. In order the Brahmins have charity, and the Kshatriyas are kings and the righteous merchants. Everything belongs to the Brahmins, but the Kshatriya and the Arkandali keep everything in custody. Bankers and whatever the Brahmins they come, the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas supply. It is like a savings account with money which the depositor can draw out at his will. The Brahmins being engaged service of the Lord at very little time to handle the finances of the world. Therefore, the riches are kept by the Kshatriyas of the kings who are to produce money upon the Brahmins. And actually, the Brahmins and Vaishnavas do not live at others' costs, they live by spending their own money, although it appears that they are collecting this money from others. Kshatriyas and Vaishnavas have no right to give charity, and whatever they possess belongs to the Brahmins. Therefore, charity should be given by the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas under the instructions of the Brahmanas. Fortunately, the present level of the scarcity of Brahmanas, so-called Kshatriyas and Vaishyas do not carry out the orders of the Brahmanas, the world's in a chaotic condition. The second line of this verse indicates that the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras eat only by virtue of the Brahmanas' mercy. In other words, they should not eat anything which is forbidden by the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas and Vaishnavas know what to eat, and by their personal example, they do not eat anything which is not offered first to the Supreme Personality of God. They eat only prasad or remnants of the food offered to the Lord. The Kshatriya and Vaishnava Sudras eat only Krishna prasad, which is afforded them by the mercy of the Brahmanas. They come out of the slaughterhouses and eat meat, fish or eggs, or drink liquor or earn money for this purpose of authorization. In the present age, the society is not guided by grammatical instruction. The whole population is only absorbed activities. Consequently, everyone is deservedly punished for the laws of nature. This is the situation in this age. Srila Maharaj continued, how can persons who have rendered unlimited service, by explaining the path of self-realization in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and whose explanations are given for our enlightenment with complete conviction of every evidence. He repays himself by the bowl of alms, containing water for the satisfaction. Such great personality is satisfied only by their own activities, which are distributed among human society out of their unlimited mercy. Wherefore, great personalities in the material world are very eager to render welfare service to human society, but actually no one can render better service than one who distributes knowledge of spiritual realization of relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All living entities are within the clutches of the illusory energy, forgetting the real identity, a whole world of material existence, transmigrating from one body to another in search of a peaceful life. If these living entities have very little knowledge of self-realization, they are not getting any relief, although they are very anxious to obtain peace of mind and some substantial happiness. Saintly persons like the Kumaras, Narada, Prahlad, Janaka, Sukadeva, Goswami, Kapiladeva, as well as the followers of such authorities as the Vaishnavacharyas and their servants, can render a valuable service to humanity by disseminating knowledge of the relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity. Such knowledge is the perfect benediction for humanity. Knowledge of Krishna is such a great gift that it is impossible to repay the benefactor. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj requested the Kumaras to be satisfied by their own benevolent activities in delivering souls from the clutches of Maya. The king saw that there was no other way to satisfy them for their exalted activities. The word denoted Atram can be divided into two words, Vina and Buddha Atram, or can be understood as one word, Vina Atram, which means joker. A joker's activities simply arouse laughter in a person who tries to repay the spiritual master or teacher. Of the transcendental messenger, Krishna becomes a laughing stock just like a joker, because it's not possible to pay such a debt. The best friend and benefactor of all people is one who awakens humanity to its original Krishna consciousness. Translation: the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras eat their food by virtue of the Brahmanas' mercy. It is the Brahmanas who enjoy their own property, clothe themselves with their own property, get charity with their own property. How can such persons, who have rendered unlimited service by explaining the path of self-realization in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his explanations to give for our enlightenment with complete conviction and faith, he repaid himself with five folded hands containing water for the satisfaction. As great personalities can be satisfied only by their own activities, which are distributed among human society for unlimited mercy. So this is the conclusion of Prithu Maharaj's praise of Brahmanas in general, and specifically the Kumaras. It's not Kumara because he gave instructions. So, the Brahmana is at the top of the society in the Varnash, in the Varnashram system. And though the Vaishyas are the persons who supply the food, and the Kshatriyas supply the protection, and the Sudras supply the labor, here it is said that actually the Brahmana owns everything. His food, his clothing, his property, etc. Though technically we see that the Kshatriyas are the owners of land and the Vaishyas are the persons who produce the food and the Sudras do the labor. Yet the Brahmana is considered to be the owner of everything, and it is by the Brahmana's mercy that the Kshatriya or the Vaishya or the Sudra get whatever they have. So this is meant as a praise of the Brahmana. Now, of course, technically, yes, the Brahmana does own everything because the Kshatriya is subservient to the Brahmana, and the Kshatriya has all the power. So therefore, technically the Brahmana has all the power. So therefore, he owns everything. And therefore, it is the right of the Brahmana, if anything, not others. However, we see that practically speaking, the Brahmanas are not involved in the management system. Rather, they are involved in worship of the Lord, or
studying the scriptures, etc. That is their main occupation. So they do not involve themselves directly in the managerial affairs, and therefore the kshatriyas take care of the management, etc., and the vaishyas do the grazing the food, etc. So, nevertheless, since the Brahman is at the top of society, therefore, in one sense, he has the power. But we will see that as society disintegrates, the power is not with the Brahman or the person with spiritual knowledge, but simply with the king. And because the king does not obey the Brahmanas and does not have spiritual advice, he tends to become corrupted. And then the system tends to be exploited. The other problem is, in Kali Yuga, is that the Brahmanas may also exploit. Because so the Brahmanas are the highest position of society, so they own the property, etc., they get things from the king, so they may exploit others also. So this may also become a problem in Kali Yuga. So the Brahmana's privilege is overused, and he becomes a powerful entity, even though he may not be fully qualified to manage or whatever. So there has to be a good balance between these different groups, the Kshatriya and the Brahmana, in such a way that there is no discrepancies. So the main safeguard is the cultivation of their gunas. So if the Brahmana cultivates sattva-gun through following his rules, then he will become detached. He will not be interested in owning all the property or exerting his authority unnecessarily. If the Kshatriya has a proper mixture of sattva-gun and raja-gun, then he will obey the Brahmins and take spiritual advice from them and practice spiritual life. And therefore, he will not exploit others. But when the qualities become unbalanced and the Brahmanas lose their sattva and the Kshatriyas lose their sattva, then all we get is Rajagun and Tamagun. And there is bound to be exploitation. The Brahmins can exploit or the Kshatriyas can exploit. And therefore the system doesn't work anymore. Eventually it gets rejected. And people cannot tolerate the system anymore. So, therefore, the proper cultivation of the gunas has to be there. And this is produced by following certain rules. So there are rules for the sutra, there are rules for the vaishya, there are rules for the kshatriya, and there are rules for the brahmas. And so people are trained within those rules and cultivate qualities within that. Then one is assured of maintenance of sattva-guna and rajasana, sattva-guna. One does not really have to worry about the cultivation of tamagun or rajagun. They automatically appear within the human being if you don't do anything. But one has to be very careful about the cultivation of sattva. So therefore, those who are brahminical have to be very careful to follow those rules, and those who are kshatriyas have to be very careful to follow those rules. And in this way, that varnashram system can succeed. In the case where the varnashram system is not very prevalent, then what does one do? So that is addressed by our acharyas, and they say in Kali Yuga, the system is bhakti. We cannot rely on varnashram. We have to rely on bhakti as the main system. We can introduce elements of varnashram which are favorable to bhakti, but the whole system no longer exists. So it is an endeavor to create that system again. And in the process of that endeavor, we don't do any bhakti, then we're completely lost. So, as far as the Vaishnava perspective is concerned, bhakti is the most important. And the varnashram can act as a support. But even if it's not there, one can still do bhakti. And therefore, bhakti can spread around the world where there is no varnashram at all. So bhakti is not dependent upon varnashram, but it may incorporate elements of it which are favorable to bhakti, such as sense control, etc. So, therefore, in Kali Yuga, our emphasis is not upon varnashram, but upon bhakti. We have to cultivate that bhakti. And in cultivation of bhakti, then we can adopt certain rules of varnashram for developing our bhakti properly. So that is the relationship. So here we have a glorification of brahmanas, which is proper for the king because, as I said, the king must obey the brahmanas, and the king should be detached also in order that he doesn't exploit the people. Okay? So by admitting a higher authority and understanding that they own everything and he owns nothing, and then they develop some detachment from their kingdom and their power, etc. So that is a healthy attitude for the king to have. So this is how Prithu was glorified. Very few. So that is why the recommendation is at least do bhakti, even if we cannot do the other systems. Even if the system is there, anyone who is even a Vaishya Sudra or even someone outside the system can do bhakti. So bhakti does not depend upon varnashram.
I can understand that brahmanas go for alms to mothers and they give to brahmanas. A lot of give everything to the brahmanas, but they don't keep the relationship with
the others. Usually they're detached. They should be detached, so they will give it away. So they don't hoard things.
Brahmanas
yeah,
accept charity
and
give charity.
Yeah, they accept charity and give. Here it says the brahmanas are the ones who give charity.
They also
have to take. Yeah, yeah. Well, they have to get they take from the king. As the Prabhupada explained here, the king gives everything to them and what they needed.
Brahmanas give charity in the form of the knowledge.
Knowledge. They may give property or whatever also. Whatever. They get things and they give it away. Just like Ramchandra gave everything to the Brahmanas, and the Brahmanas gave it back. So we don't know. What do we need kingdom for? What do we need land for? They gave it back to him.
But
here
it said that the Brahmanas
are
the actual
owners of the
everything
on earth. Theoretical. They said the king owns it and he gives it to them and he's under them, so in that sense it's theirs. And of course Ramchandra gave everything to the Brahmanas. He gave them east, west, north, and south to everybody. They said, okay, we don't want to give it back.
All four ashrams, all of the created simultaneously, the Brahmanas were created first. In creation, the Brahmanas were created first and then the Rastu.
Well, more or less, the Brahmanas come from the head of the Vraprusha. In Treta Yuga, there's only one Varna. Brahmanas. and in Satya Yuga, in Treta Yuga, they begin to divide up.
Last part of the second verse is said that someone who tries to pay back to the guru is supposed to be a joker. Supposed to be a joker.
One who tries to pay back to the Brahmana.
The spiritual master.
The Brahmana. Talk about the Brahmana.
Trying to pay back to the spiritual master.
Anyway, the verse is not about gurus, it's about brahmanas. Well, the idea is that one can never repay the gift of spiritual knowledge. That's what it means. So to try to do so is foolish. Which means that the gift of spiritual knowledge is priceless. That's what it means.
It's not the beauty of the separate between violence and civil.
Whatever, but the idea that he's repaid and I give $20 or $500 or $1,000, now free, I can do anything I want. And because I repay my debt, then that is a useless attitude.
Thank you.